listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show.
I have one.
That's my dog.
Hey, I know, right? So they're fighting like dogs. I mean, it's not really a song for cats. It's fighting like cats.
No, because they're fighting like bitches.
Yeah, like, right, exactly. Hey, guys. Welcome to another episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm Ashley, and we are at reunion part two with my lovely ladies.
Hi, I'm Cassidy Gard.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jill Annenberg.
And I'm Charlotte Brobent.
And yeah, we're here, and we have the full panel in the house today. It's been a couple weeks since we got that, so we have a lot more opinions going on. But tonight was another crazy episode, of course. Last week, we had a lot of drama going on, but we didn't have a lot from Carlton, so we did get to hear from Carlton tonight, which was great, and from a little bit more from Kim. So let's just get right into it. I want to know... So we had the first part. Okay, so first let's just get into Joyce really quick. I'm curious what you guys thought about Joyce. Her tagline. We already talked about this a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. So for anybody who listens to us every week, I apologize for once again bringing this up. But we do want to bring up everything that was brought up tonight.
Yes.
So what'd you think of that tagline?
Well, it was interesting because she says that, you know, she wanted to use a different tagline. And it was funny because Andy's right there. And we all know that Andy's very much in charge of what goes on. So it could have been potentially awkward that she's like, hey, I didn't want that. Why didn't you? But he did not press or go farther. He went right into another topic. So Andy did not want to be in the hot seat or have this conversation at all.
And I wonder if she had two different, whatever you call them, like... What do you call that? Your tagline? If you have two taglines prepared, why do you have two if you only want one of them?
Well, they give you taglines.
Yeah, it's one of those things
you
where
don't
you
make
go
it up?
No, you go into a sound booth, or Shelley, tell us.
Yeah, you go into a sound booth, you have like eight things that, or however many that you have said during the season that they could use. And then you say it in the sound booth, and they pick whichever one they want.
So she said that at some point then, that you can never be too big.
She said it. Kyle's dressing room. When her and Brandy were trying on clothes, they both said, everything's too big. Everything's too big. I'm so skinny.
Yeah, and then she said that comment. And, but I mean, the comment she wanted, you know, something about, like, you
complete
have a full
opposite
heart or something. But we all know that no one ever has a positive tagline. It's always something really snappy and dramatic.
Especially when you're new. They want you to have something that's going to stir the pot.
Yeah.
And kind of make you stand out.
But you know, this is like, well, it's Real Housewives, so I'm just going to say it. But the New York ones are the funniest right now.
I was going to mention that. It's either stupid or it's either stirring the pot, like Charlotte said, or it's going to be making you look like an absolute idiot. Like poor Kristen, the new housewife on New York. She's like, I may not be the sharpest tool in the shed, but I'm pretty.
She says,
I like my, something about being commando. I'm always commando.
So she had one that was controversial, but you know what? I think she needed something controversial because she's been so quiet and she only really gets to pipe in when it's something about the other ladies. So it should have stirred the pot a little bit more.
Exactly. Like, I mean, Joyce and Carlton, Carlton's had a bit more drama, but neither of them have brought a lot to the table and that's why they haven't been asked for the next season.
Yeah. And it's funny because it's, I love going back and hearing comments from the beginning and seeing what people said. And we said that, I remember Ashley and I talked about this before our lovely ladies joined us, but we said there has to be something super controversial that's going to happen. Because for the first, like, four or five episodes, we saw her feeding her sons and then a workout video that she was going to tape. And we're like, there's going to be one reason that she's on this show. And it really only turned out to be the fact that Brandy made really horrific comments about her in the pool. Like, it wasn't even her actions. It was something someone else did. So she's tried to be classy, and I think at times she has been extremely poised in really tough situations. But if she wants to be classy and composed and be a role model like she talks about, I don't think this is a show for her.
No, no, definitely not. I mean, they make you, like, she's the classiest Beverly Hills housewife. She is.
Yeah.
Totally, but that's not what the show's about.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I think Lisa's up that too. Yeah. The classiness. Yeah, but I think least, that's her accent.
Lisa says funny stuff, at least. I feel like Joyce, no offense, but it's kind of boring.
Well, she does say things that aren't classy about her husband's wee-wee and
good
pee-pee.
Good point. I mean, so it's definitely, guess it
blocks it out. I don't blame you.
Let's not bring that back
Other
up.
Than that, though, it's like, it's completely, it's perfect. Everything that she does, that she thinks before she talks. The only thing that I thought was weird was at the very beginning, which we all know at the Thompson pool, when she said to Lisa, your hair, you touched my hair. She was causing a little bit of a drama, but she does get into that after and say during this reunion that she did that because it was brought up and she thought it was the right time to bring it up to Lisa so she wasn't causing more drama, whatever the case may be. But yeah,
it wasn't real drama.
It wasn't real drama.
Petty. I was like, wait, what is that going to be a part? Like 15 minutes of this episode is going to be about that. Yeah. I was really confused the whole time. But
absolutely, yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. But yeah, she does bring that up. And I think with you going with what you said, Cassidy, I think Andy didn't go further with it because he knows it's Bravo that chooses the tagline, so he's going to get his ass, you know, tons of comments tweeting to him and everything because that's essentially their choice. So why would he continue with it? It's just going to make him look bad. He jumped right out of it.
Yeah, I felt like he was very disengaged. Like, he would just kind of sit back and then be like, well, wait, what does Brandy think? Or there was something about it. He just didn't seem present. Did you guys notice that?
He seemed like he was over it. Yeah. Like, God, these bitches just don't shut the hell up. And if I ask any more questions, it's going to go on longer, so I'll just let it go.
Well, they keep talking over each other over and over, and you can't tell who's talking what, who's saying who. But then he's trying to bring more people into it.
Yeah.
But I think he's trying to calm, like when I think it was Lisa and Kyle, I don't know who was talking. And then he's bringing Yolanda and Brand, whatever. So two other people into it. It's like I think he's trying to shut those two up and get someone else so it's not as back and forth over each other.
I agree with you, Sean.
And Yolanda's the spiciest in her burnt orange dress. Mm-hmm. She is coming out with some comments. Did you notice that she really just kept doing little digs? You know, like, she was very clear. She doesn't get too loud. She just kind of sits back and just says, like, snaps and says something.
With Joyce especially, when she was talking about Brandy's depression.
Well, in my opinion, I think that when somebody goes through, like, not that she was close to death, but for 18 months suffering from this disease, you kind of get to the point where it's like, no bullshit, just say the truth and move on.
Yeah.
If that was the case then, and this is just playing both sides right now, just wondering, if that's the case, then how come Yolanda made such a big deal about the painting party? I get it was so important to her, but I feel like at that moment when you are having a near-death experience, and so to speak, you lose a lot of your brain function and all that, who cares?
But I think she also, I think she enjoys doing the show, and I think she knows she needs to bring something.
Yeah.
Like, you have to bring drama to be on this show.
Yeah. So you're saying it was more for that, because she couldn't necessarily think that that really was an issue at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but I think it's in all the back of all their minds. I mean, if Brandy really did prepare all the women in advance saying, I'm going to start a fight with you today, like, they all know in the back of their minds they have to cause drama. Or they have to be center of attention to stay on the show.
Mm-hmm. And Yolanda always talks about working her way to the top, and she's a hard worker. But when she's living in a $28 million mansion in Malibu, and her husband's David Foster, and she's not really doing as much modeling anymore, she's focused on her health. I know she has her design. I think in her head, she needs something to fill her time with and contribute and make her own money. Yeah.
I thought it was absolutely hilarious when she mixed up Victoria's Secret.
Oh, my God. How funny.
Like, I think that's so...
She's like, my daughter's in a bikini doing something. It's one of the two.
Yeah. Hey, they're both very awesome. I mean, I would take either or. But
I would take either or.
But she's like, did I say Victoria's Secret? Like, well, they clearly both rhyme, so...
And it's funny that Andy knew. He was like, wait, wasn't it Sports Illustrated?
Yeah, yeah.
He was right up on it.
Yeah, because he jerked off to it.
I know.
I'm just saying.
Hey, oh my God.
She's 18, right?
Well, yeah, she's 18, or maybe 19. But we,
she's of age.
I don't know if that's who he'd be jerking off to.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's
Andy Cohen does. It's, yeah, I mean.
He could play both sides.
If it was the backside of her. Just saying.
You mean, like, just the ass? Like, any ass?
Let's just stop. Let's just stop. We don't need clarification.
Yeah, between Jill and I, it's not good because we will continue.
You guys get the point.
Yeah. But, Charlie, you brought up a good point, and I'm wondering how much Gigi did get paid for this Sports Illustrated, because when they mentioned that she pays her own rent, I said, absolutely not. I do not think she does. Shad's like, maybe she made a lot of money. I don't know.
I mean,
maybe.
On the cover of Sports Illustrated.
She wasn't on the cover.
Oh, I thought she said the cover.
No, she's rookie of the year.
She has, what did she do? A guest ad, and I'm sure a ton of other
jobs
that we don't
know
about.
Like, yeah. If you're modeling for guests, it was rookie of the year 2013 for Sports Illustrated. You're making money.
Yeah.
Like,
what are you looking at, really? I guess if we had a ballpark, what do you think? Because I would say maybe $10,000.
I have no idea.
I know Guess is going to get a lot of money. Guess is going to... I'm talking Sports Illustrated Rookie of the Year. Probably wouldn't be a lot. Maybe $10,000.
Well, it depends. But she's Rookie of the Year because of what she's done.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the jobs that she's done for them. So she'll have got of the Year from the shoot she's done for them.
Okay, but Rookie of the Year for Sports Illustrated...
Yeah.
Right, but Guess is, going to make a lot of money for her. Absolutely. She's on, she's doing all these campaigns, but Guess and Sports Illustrated, they're not connected.
No, but I'm saying for Sports Illustrated, she's done shoots for them.
Okay.
Which is
okay.
How she's got Rookie of the Year.
Okay, I didn't know.
And she has the Guess. Well, I'm guessing, you have to do, you
I thought
have
she
to
just
be
got
working
rookie
for them.
Of the, okay.
You can't
they just pick a hot up-and-coming model.
That's
rookie.
What I thought
that's
today,
what
yeah.
That's
I didn't think
do.
She did, because if she did stuff for Sports Illustrated already, I didn't think.
I don't know, but she's making money. She's making money.
I don't know, it's a lot of money to live in New York. I have to think that Yolanda is helping a little bit. But maybe not. Maybe not. I guess we'll never know.
I'm sure. If you live in a $28 million
house. If you have the money,
house,
if your parents have the money, sure go for are, it. But... No problem with that. But
she's never going to be in debt, that's for sure.
But how great was it after they're giving a recap of how the daughters are doing, and then Kim says, oh, she's good. She's in the dorm.
Yeah.
Just rushed a sorority.
Back to regular life. Regular.
Back to normality.
I love the differentiation on that. It just went from one extreme to the next.
Totally. And speaking of making their own money, Joyce chimes in and says, I make my own money. I've made my own money. I made more money than you probably make. Whatever. She said, now? How much you make now to Brandy? So I made money on, what's the show called?
Siberia,
and I'm a working actress.
Where does that show air?
I don't
Siberia?
Know. I never heard of it.
I'm not sure.
I just wasn't sure.
I mean, she definitely makes money.
Do
I don't
you
think
know,
she
Roya?
Makes a lot.
Siberia? Do you know where that's...
I don't, but if you want, I can look it up for you.
Yeah, look it up.
Sounds like
a
plan.
Stand over here.
Thank you. Yeah, but
don't
I
don't
want to
be under that bus.
Her husband has a ton of money. We know that. So I guess we'll never really know if she made her own money or not. But she really was proud of it. And she said she made a lot of money.
Good for her. Mm-hmm. The only thing is when someone's talking about being on a television show, because this is not the first time we've heard about it, whenever you're out and you see campaigns, ads, billboards on the sides of buses, you hear of shows. So it's just baffling that, we all work in entertainment. We're hosts. We're up with media shows coming out. What is the show? I mean, we're just a little confused because no one's heard of it.
Yeah. Roya's got an answer.
What's her name, though? Sorry, I don't follow.
Joyce.
It's her real name?
Gerard.
Okay, so found it.
I almost said DeWitt.
It's an NBC show.
It's a what show?
Okay, NBC show coming up, I guess.
Oh, good.
Or
good,
no,
good,
it's
good.
Already out, 2013.
Okay, good.
Was it on TV?
NBC.
NBC. Okay.
There's 11 episodes. It's in 1908. An unexplained event occurred deep in the remote Siberian territory.
Sounds like Joyce.
There we go.
Now, 100 years later, 16 reality show participants descend on it.
Oh, is it a reality show?
So it's a mockumentary, it says.
Oh.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, okay.
I thought, so she's not acting? Or she's acting?
Scripted reality again.
Okay.
Oh.
Hmm.
Okay. All right, well, hey, good for you. That's great. I mean, I think that at the end of the day, if it's you're acting,
all the episodes already aired, because it said 2013.
Yeah, I'll check to see when they air.
I was just wondering if we missed it or if we should look forward to it, to our awesome YouTube
Well, anyway,
viewers.
She's making money, so that's good. I mean, she's proud of it, and I think that's great to have some of your own money. I think regardless of how much your husband has, it always is a good feeling of pride to have your own money.
Yeah, good.
So, yeah, I was happy that she mentioned that, especially because she gets so much heat on having a husband who has so much money and for being a gold digger, which she really loves him. At the end of the day, it seems like she really does love him. Okay, so... Now going to Kyle and Carlton. We didn't get a ton of this, but everything... Okay, so we already had asked Carlton this question months ago, but Andy asks her, and she gives the same exact answer. So for anybody who already watched us and listened to what we had to say with Carlton, we're recapping this again, but basically she says exactly what she said to us. She says it was not that she asked about the tattoo and it being the Star of David. It's that... It's the way she did it, and it's just her being her, and she really, when he tries to pull it out of her, Andy's like, what is it? And she's like, it's just the way she is.
She just doesn't like Kyle.
No.
And that's fine, and you don't vibe with some people sometimes. You don't have to be friends with everybody. But she didn't put a hex on her, either.
Roya's got something.
I found the first episode aired June 25th,
2013. Cool. Oh, so what happened to the other episodes? Long gone.
That would be something you can.
She's over it now. it didn't
get canceled, or
it doesn't say it's canceled. Still has okay. a dot through it.
Alrighty.
If anybody watched the show, let us know what you thought of it. Curious.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
So does she relate getting followed by the paparazzi to being on that TV show?
I don't think so. I think okay. she was just saying because she's on this show. Oh, maybe she... Maybe.
Which is funny because Brandy said, I'm not making this about me. The paparazzi aren't following me because of this show. They're following me because yeah. of my ex-husband and Liam Rimes.
Right.
And Joyce was trying to say, yeah, recently, yeah, they've been following me. Yeah.
I did actually see one TMZ... there was one thing on TMZ Live where they did follow her, but it was one day, and they asked her, like, one question, literally one question. It was a really stupid question. It was like,
is that your hair?
Oh, no. It was about, are you coming back next season?
And what'd she say?
She's like, I'm not sure or whatever. I don't know yet. This was, like, weeks ago.
We totally forgot to talk about the fact that the allegations that Brandy calls the paparazzi to the photographer. That yeah. Joyce said that. I mean, do you guys... Mm-hmm.
Well, that, yeah, what yeah. What did you think of that? So, I mean, I thought that obviously... They all at some point must call the paparazzi. Why would you not? The very beginning?
Yeah, I have a feeling Kyle
they
does
stay
because
on the, they want to stay on the show.
Photos of her all the time shopping outside of her store.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like...
That's why she didn't say much when they were fighting. She's like, oh, really, yeah. I do that, so I don't want to talk
it
about
just
it.
Just kind of baffles me that people call. I mean, for yourself. Like, are you craving attention yeah. that much that you call the paparazzi because you're shopping and... wherever you are at dinner. But in Brandy's defense, why would she call them when she's
yeah.
mostly, she's pictured when she's wasted and can't walk. Why would she call them?
The people I know that don't call them are the ones that look like hell in the pictures. Because I'm like, why would they call when they yeah. look like, you know, the photos where they just look like they're hungover, they look sick, they just look like...
Well, and that's what Brandy was saying. Yeah. That they hang out outside of her house after she's gotten a laser facial and her face is all gross, or she's with her kids, or she's hungover, and why would I call them now?
And
which
they
makes
know,
sense.
They know that she'll say controversial things. I mean, mm-hmm. there's been so many times it's like, TMZ caught Brandy talking about Leanne. So she says stuff when they're out. Yeah. Like, if they yeah. ask her, like, what do you think? She'll say really honest things. So.
But then there's also the statement, there's no publicity. There's
no bad publicity.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I think...
Catch a girl.
Right. Absolutely. And I totally agree with that. And I think that at some point, if you know you're going to be somewhere where you're looking good, you're having a good night, you're with the right people, it's not going to hurt you if you're on a show and you want to stay relevant at that point. But for Joyce, I feel like... she should have done it the right way. So she did call the paparazzi. She should have called at the times where there was a lot of heat on her. And
I know who calls
when was
them.
That?
It's the publicist.
Well, when the place she said a black person. Yeah. That's
the
probably
publicists
the time.
Do it, though. You yeah. know, the people text their publicists, say, I'm wherever they are, and then the publicist deals with it. So her it's funny that Joyce is talking about that with her publicist. Because the publicist is probably saying, so this is the way we work. You text me where you are.
We should look up her publicist, because her publicist threw Brandy under the bus.
Yeah.
Well, Joyce threw all of them under the bus.
Yeah, right.
Well,
right.
That's if it's true. We don't know if it's true.
It's definitely true. I know for a fact.
But I'm saying if her publicist is lying about it, like you don't know for a fact that it does happen.
For which one?
For Brandy.
Yeah, I do. So
I think it's case by case. I think sometimes, sure, like when she's yeah. looking hot and she's going out, yeah, call them. I mean, I called the paparazzi tonight. They're coming when we walk out of this room.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Oh, because your haircut.
Hey, oh,
okay, guys, you should really, anybody listening to the podcast right now, go onto the YouTube just so you can see her haircut. She has a great haircut.
Oh, me? Oh.
Yeah. Hi. You can't see it with the earphones, but at the end, we'll take it off Thanks. A little early so you can see. Great haircut.
No.
Great haircut. Well, I'll go over and take it off. Okay, back to the show. So, okay, so any other things about that you want to talk about?
I think we covered it.
All right, cool. So Kyle versus Carlton. So we just explained that she doesn't like her. I mean, it's the same as it always is with that. They just don't like each other. And then you notice kind of that Brandy is kind of torn whether or not she should chime in at this point because part of her is eager to stand up for Carlton, and part of her feels like she now has to stand up for Kyle. So it was like this, I don't know, what'd you guys think of that? Because you could see her kind of, should I stay quiet? Should I say something?
I feel like a lot of them have chimed in more and been more neutral this reunion, which has kind of not been that fun. You know, it's not as fun as when they kind of all get, not that I want to see, well, yeah, I kind of do. I like it when, you know, it's more interesting to watch as a viewer when it's kind of more sided.
Yeah.
But I mean, Yolanda did it. She chipped in and kind of stuck up for both sides. And I think Kyle did it too. And I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I do.
Well, just the dynamic shifted so much from the beginning of the season to where they're at now, where the friendships are.
Yeah.
And so you, like, when you first watch it, some of them hated each other. And now, you know, for example, like Brandy between Kyle and Kim, like they're all friends. So it's weird to see her kind of back up Kyle when before she hated her.
Yeah.
Right. You mean Kyle and Carlton.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Brandy and Kyle.
Brandy and Kyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. No, because, yes, absolutely. Even watching Lisa, at some point she wants to say something because she likes Carlton a lot, but she knows where Kyle was coming from and she knows Kyle's not a mean person. And I love that they show their reactions when they're watching.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Especially Kyle's reactions. Those were pretty funny.
She was just laughing.
She makes faces. She's like.
Yeah.
She's just like. Crazy faces. Over it.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a good add-on.
But at the end, Carlton and Kyle, they agree to disagree, and they know they're never going to be friends. And that's an easy pill to swallow when you know the person's not coming back to the show.
Yeah.
You know, she knows Carlton's not coming back. She can say whatever she said, I don't give a flying F what you think. I'll say fuck. She doesn't give a flying fuck what she thinks. I mean.
Say it!
I'll just say it! But she does. She says that, so she knows that she must know at this point. I mean, why would you be that horrible to somebody and say something that, I mean, at the end of the day, Carlton actually kept herself, she restrained herself. She kept herself classy, composed. Kyle's the one who kind of got off the handle a little bit, but I understand where Kyle was coming from because Kyle, I really believe, did not mean anything by it.
I agree. Yeah. I think that Carlton just took it way out of proportion.
Yes.
Way out of proportion. I mean, if Kyle wasn't Jewish, then maybe it's a little bit worse, but Kyle's Jewish. Why would she be criticizing a Jewish star on the back of her neck?
But, you know, that's exactly why Bravo brought her on. I mean, remember when it first came out? Like, every headline was Bravo hires a new witch castmate. It was always the thing that they wanted to make her storyline about. So, I mean, they're just watching unfold. The viewers didn't like it. She's not an audience favorite, which is why she's, I'm sure, not coming back next season. I mean, Andy does not seem to have any sort of connection with Carlton. Yeah. He just kind of brushes it over.
And
you know
Joyce.
Andy loves Lisa. Like, he has his favorite. And it's not Carlton.
What about the pentagram? Just remembered, she mentioned that man, what was his name?
Some night stalker?
Yeah, yeah. She says, so when she mentioned that, I actually didn't know where she was going, but then Carlton says yes, because she has apparently a pentagram on her. Then I was like, wow. So she knows that she has that on her body, and then she mentions that this, like, killer, murderer person has it. It's like, whatever his name was.
Is that a TV show?
No,
Night Stalker?
Yeah, but it's like, isn't he a killer?
I mean, no, but is it a character?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Think it was a positive thing. Right, she was being mean. It wasn't like, oh, yeah, Barbie has that. It was like, no. It's like, so obviously she was trying to dig her even more there. So at this point, I just think she's like, you know what? You think I'm trying to get you regardless, so I'm just going to get you.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna
relationship's a lost cause.
Yeah.
It's doomed.
Exactly.
And neither of them seems to care because there's no crying. There's no, like, you know, I really loved you. I mean, the conversations between Brandy and Lisa honestly sound like a really epic breakup. Yeah. She's like, sometimes, or then Kim, the same way. She's like, sometimes I really you. And then other times I don't know if I do, but then I struggle with it. And I'm like, what?
Who says that?
Yeah, I know. But
then
Kim was
and
just.
Then, no, and that just completely contradicted her ideas because Kim said that Lisa's never called her.
Yeah.
But then why do you care?
It's that relationship that's like high school where the cool girl doesn't like you, but you want
it's
so
not
bad
even
for her to like you.
It's deeper. I feel like it's like they're in love in like a weird way. Like, Kim is like, you know, that boyfriend that you just keep wanting to see, but he's like, he's so mean to you and you keep going back to him. Like, it was just so emotional. I don't have a friend in the world that I'm that emotional about.
What is it about Lisa that makes that happen? Because Yolanda is the same way. She's like, I wanted you to be there for my daughter's painting party. And then Kim's like, I wanted you at the graduation. It's like, this is like the quasi father figure for their daughters. And she just has to be there. And it's so awkward because if someone doesn't want to be somewhere that I would like them to be, I don't want them there. Yeah. I don't want them to be there, be on their phone, having attitude, like giggling in the corner. I would rather just not have you show up. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure why. When it's just an awkward conversation. Like, Kim's putting her on the spot. Like, you came back and you went to Sir. And then Lisa's like, yeah, I went to Sir because I'd rather go to Sir than the graduation.
Like, it was stalkerish. It was weird. It was so like weird. She was like almost. That's what I'm saying.
But
it's
don't
like,
you think like a love life from the other side? So had Lisa gone and she didn't get back until 9, 10 o'clock at night, and then she shows up. I feel like Kim would have said, "Oh my god!" And then you came at 10 o'clock at night to my party. That's rude.
Well, then Kyle said that too. Kyle's like, "Well, Kim just told her." She's like, if you just said I couldn't come or something. I don't know. Kyle was like, if you just said it this way, then Kim would have been fine. I'm like, no, Kim was off. Like, at that point,
well, apparently, though, she did say, like, I'm going to be out of town. But then the only real issue was that she came back to town and went to Sir. Like, she probably had a deal with writing checks or distributing. I mean, there's stuff you have to do.
I think the only thing that went wrong was her not saying the day that she was at her house and she called her out and lied about not being in town. If she was just like, I got back early. I had to go to the restaurant. It was too late to come to your party. How was it?
Right. Honestly, they sounds like they don't hang out outside of filming.
I think so.
Is the problem?
I don't
know. It sounds like they're not friends.
No.
But why is she so emotional?
Kim is making this. But then she calls Ken a grumpy old man.
Yeah.
It's like, weird. If you were that attached to them, you wouldn't
and
call
him. And then she pulls the heartstrings where she's like, my daughter really wanted you there, too.
Yeah.
She said how nice it would be if Ken showed up. I mean, I'm sorry. Okay, we're going to talk about prescription drugs because Brandy's saying she's on them and that it helps her. Is Kim on something? I mean, saying she's, like, not sober.
No, because
sober,
she's sober. I bet you she does not take anything.
Is that the problem?
Except her juice. I don't know.
I mean, Brandy does chime in. She goes, but you said... But Lisa, you were at my house and you came inside and you said, I just got busted by Kim.
Yeah.
For not being so busted equals, you know, caught lying.
Yeah.
So these moments that Lisa's had where she's trusted Brandy 100%. I had this conversation a few weeks ago with a friend and I said, you know what? There are some people in your life that you don't talk to anymore. But those moments that you had with them remain sacred. Like, you don't go and tell things, all these things. It's just keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
And she's not. And it just shows what kind of friend she's going to be to everybody else that's now taking her on as a new friend. Like, watch out. Don't say anything to her. She's going to tell
everybody. Brandy has the biggest mouth.
Brandy
always says, like, well, you didn't say that. I know.
I mean, do you think she just can't help? She probably has diarrhea of the mouth. She can't
help
what she says. It just comes out. So almost when you become her friend, know that and keep those parameters of like, I'm not going to be completely honest.
I cannot stand those people, though. They're just like, I just don't know how to not have it slip out. Like, she always
keep your mouth shut.
Keeps that excuse.
Yeah. Well, what about with Carlton? So she says, when we made out, Carlton was like, I kind of wish you didn't say that to anybody because I would have liked to have told my kids. Now, okay, I don't know if they both go both ways or what. I don't know, and I'm not judging. I have a lot of lesbians in my family. I love lesbians. I love gay people. I love all of them. So I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying. You're on TV, and you know this person has kids. So, like, whatever you guys did in the jacuzzi.
But she has kids, too.
Yeah, but she doesn't clearly care as much, like, about what they think, I think. Regardless, too, imagine, like, you can't just make that decision for somebody else,
I agree.
And so.
It's not like they slept together. I don't know what the big deal is with these two.
I know, but when you think about it, like, the two of them having a few drinks in the jacuzzi, we know how they get, like, sexual.
Sexual intention.
Yeah, you know.
That's the problem.
Yeah, you know. I want to know you, you know. You know. And so, you know, I wonder, and I just think that at that point, Brandy, once again, she said too much. And then she tries to take it back, but she can't. So, you know, it's just another case of Brandy's mouth getting her in trouble.
I felt bad for her, though. Andy had a whole section just for her. Like, you know?
For her alone.
And I felt bad for her. You can see she's got heartbreak in her eyes. I don't know. She's been through a lot.
Yeah, she has. She does mention it all.
She was heartbreaking her eyes.
Yeah, she said she's Lisa
Ken. I identify with her because anything with the dog,
no,
I side with her on.
So sad.
The dog.
About that. It's like, that's the worst. It's so sad. And even so, she's like, she mentioned her family, all the issues with her family. And then she looked at Lisa and she's like, Lisa and Ken were like my family. And Lisa like almost broke a tear. But
why, if Lisa and Ken were her family, I don't feel bad for her for that because she's kind of created this. If she hadn't said anything, like, everything, they would still be okay. Who knows if their relationship isn't as good as it was, but they would still be friends.
Well, the number one thing that families do is they have family secrets. They keep things sacred to the family. Like, you know, if you have a crazy uncle that's in rehab, maybe that's something private you keep in your family, you know? Like, but Brandy would be like, no, I know he just got back from rehab. He didn't tell people, but he did. Like, so anytime there's something that should be sacred between the dynamics of them, she repeats it for the sake of the show. So she's just trying to leverage things that she knows and experiences she's had to be more controversial for a job.
See, but that's what Lisa does. So maybe they're
opposites attract.
Because the fact that Lisa will pick Sheena over Brandy, that Brandy doesn't feel like she's actually a family member. She feels like she's on the outside of that circle because Sheena's on the inside.
But how do you pick one over the other? Like, the fire thing was just...
Not that. I'm just saying throughout the season, you've seen that Lisa brings Sheena to all these events and tells Brandy to go congratulate her and is constantly there reminding her. When she asks her and tells her, like, you don't see her as a whore? How could you not? She slept with my husband while I was pregnant. And Lisa's like, I don't see it like that. Then you're not my family.
Yeah, I mean, Lisa was like, I don't think she knew.
But going back...
Yeah, you knew.
Going back to what Charlotte just said, though, it was interesting because she said, you said that they're both kind of alike. And I think maybe that's why they can't get along. It's like opposites attract. You know, they both have the same mind and they both think exactly the same way. So that's why they think they clash all the time.
Yeah, they both move the chess pieces.
Yeah,
Brandy does it just as much as Lisa does. Yeah, she calls her out on it, but Brandy's very smart. But she acts like she doesn't.
At least Lisa, I mean, Lisa doesn't really admit to it either, but she, a little bit more, you can see it coming from her. Brandy can play the victim a lot easier because she has so many things going on in her life that are difficult.
Yeah.
And she also mentions, you know, her dad with the heart condition, parents, her depression. She says she's on, is it Lexapro?
Mm-hmm.
10 milligrams.
I mean, she's really just
she's vocal. I mean, that's that's another thing where I'm like, that is sort of a private thing. Like,
But that's why she's relatable. Because she gives all this information out. And that's why she has fans and viewers that like her and connect to her. Because she gives away stuff like that.
Because she shares everything and things that people don't want to talk about. Like, there's so many people that are depressed. And if she's saying, look, I'm on Lexapro, it's helped me. Mm-hmm. Like, then I think it makes her relatable to other people.
I agree. And honestly, I wouldn't have known if she hadn't said that she was in depression during the season. I was thinking,
it's a scary thing.
That, to me... It's not noticeable that she was in depression.
I mean, she seemed pretty dark, though, about the dog being lost. Mm-hmm. The scene with Lisa where she's sobbing. I mean, there were times it seemed really dark.
It absolutely is, and I've seen it destruct people's lives, and it's so scary. And it's one of those things that if you can open up about it and you have the ability to vocalize to a lot of people that you can get help and all that, then I say... You know, that's a great thing that she did. And she has, what's left that she had? I mean, she had her whole divorce on camera in front of everybody. She's probably like, at this point, all that's left is to take a crap on the toilet in front of you guys. And that's it. That's like, she's let everything out. So she may as well do things to help others now. So I give her credit for that. I definitely agree with you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe it's liberating for her to be honest. Because when I think of depression for people and someone going through that, it seems like the token thing to do is to be really secretive and reclusive and hide it away because you're ashamed. So, obviously, there's some sort of freedom coming from her place in her life that she can say this. So, I'll applaud her in that, you know? And I don't know the ramifications, though, of being so vocal about so many things when you do have two young children. Like, they might not understand why is mommy on medication or why is she so depressed? She has us. Are we not enough? Like, there are places where it can go that she's giving away so much, and I hope... At some point, I don't know how you talk to a six-year-old about all of this. Like, he's going to hear it from someone somewhere because everyone knows. And a part of me thinks you should keep that sacred for your children because it could be very confusing for them. But she and her husband or ex-husband know better than we would. So.
But that's where I agree, and I think that's why she's selfish. Because I don't think if you have two young children, that your ex-husband doesn't want to be on camera because he doesn't want the whole world seeing them. But you're giving away so much. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, they're going to hear about it from other people. And they're probably going to watch it later in life. Like, if your mom's been on a show this long, you're going to want to see some of it. Mm-hmm. And it's going to – I mean, they're going to be made fun of. But then their mom's also super hot.
Yeah. Probably not so much in L.A., as if they lived somewhere else, because in LA it's kind of like every parent has something that they've done. Or I mean, there's a lot more parents out here that have done things like that. That I don't think he'd be as bullied if he like moved to the Midwest or something.
But I do wonder when you have two young children and they're in school and you're with a bunch of other moms, is it like, oh shit, like Brandy Glanville's son's in my son's class,
like Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah, but there are so many rumors and stories about her all the time. I wonder if it's hard for her just to connect on like a mom level with other moms without it being like, oh my god, like I just saw you on Real Housewives, you know, talking about.
Well, you heard Kim saying she's different sitting here than she is when she's home with her children, you know, and she's a mom, you know, and I'm sure without cameras, like everyone acts like themselves. Like, yeah. you don't have to worry about anything else.
And I'm sure when she's in jeans, flats, yeah. and a tank top, mm-hmm. she's a lot more relatable to other moms yes. than mm-hmm. in with beautiful earrings, a gorgeous blue yeah. dress, like yeah, tons yeah. of makeup, red you know?
Lipstick, yeah.
She's like very intimidating in that scene, but when she's picking up her kids from school mm-hmm. yes. and it's probably sweats, you know, it's a lot different story.
Absolutely. Let's talk about Andy calling her out that her cheeks keep getting more and more full.
She admitted fillers. That she did fillers and Botox, but
you could see
knows?
The difference yeah. throughout the season.
Her face just starts expanding. And just
Beverly like, Hills, what'd you expect?
I know.
Everyone yeah. gets plastic surgery.
And I don't blame her. I mean, you know, she's smart because she doesn't want to get a facelift. And
she looks pretty.
It's preventative for people because if you get it in your 40s, then it creates new something, new elasticity. Or, I don't
so
know.
Young. She's only 40. 41, or 41.
I think.
41. To me,
but
I think
she looks
looks
so
great.
Young. She looks yeah. way
she
younger.
She does. She's pretty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. So I want to see what you guys think of Brandy. If you think that she divulges too much, obviously this is the end of the season, so but I have a feeling she'll be back. I think we all yes. think she'll probably be back, even with yeah. that petition going on. And I want to know if you think that she divulges too much and if that's what really is getting her in trouble all the time, or if you think that it's the right thing to do and that she's the only one out of all of them that at least is honest, regardless of how it makes her feel, makes her look. So, yeah, let us know what you think. And yeah. going into the last, so we have Kim and Kyle. So Kim and Kyle versus Lisa, and they basically have each other's backs big time. So it's kind of like two against one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did you guys think of seeing all that? I mean, it was a lot. It was Kim. We see this so much where Kim is talking about her family and how much she's left behind and how much she lost in her life with the, you know, being drunk and mm-hmm. whatever she was on last season. So she's really, it's still like, it still affects her.
Sure. You know? I think that her issues with Lisa are unrelated to her being, well, now she's sober, but to her being drunk back then. And I think that she's just trying to play like her drunk victim card and use that as an excuse.
Okay.
And that some of these things that she's talking about have nothing to do with the fact that she was drunk. It's just that she was an idiot, you know, or won't basically take responsibility for her actions. Like, enough already.
I agree when Lisa said, I mean, your comments are eccentric. Yeah. I mean, they really are.
Yeah.
In the confessionals, it's like she's on a different planet.
Yeah.
Like, how do you relate to somebody? I couldn't relate to her. Like, I don't relate to her. If I was in a room with her, I think I would be like, huh?
Well, it's funny that she's like, I've never spoken about a turtle, but then she talks about the squirrels for yeah. like 20 minutes on an episode. I'm like, are the squirrels and the turtles really that different?
I know.
They're
at the end of the day,
little animals.
I know. I totally agree. I felt like at that point, there's people that are either being quiet because they feel too bad to say anything and insult her. Mm-hmm. Then there's the ones that do stick up for her, and you could see in Kyle's eyes, a lot of the time she doesn't agree with what Kim's saying, but she's going to cry at any moment. She just loves her sister so much.
Yeah. And props mm-hmm. to her. I mean, she's now sober. We've seen the bad side yeah. of Kim, and now she's come on, and she's, like, great now.
Yeah.
Like, props to her, but... Yeah.
She feels like the show's really helped her.
Good.
And it's really helped her grow, and it's helped her see... And listen, I think that at a certain point, yes, any show can help you grow when you see yourself... And you see how, you know, the ramifications of your...
I mean, it's like getting paid to go to therapy, right? You don't
yeah,
have to pay for therapy.
Way,
you get like $100,000
paycheck. But she didn't watch last season. Remember she
yeah.
said... So I don't know if it's because financially or...
But how
really
do you not watch when you have to blog?
That's a good point.
She did blog, so she must have maybe just known what happened in the
right?
episode.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
I think she'd have to see what people were saying. Because, you know, if yeah. someone says a testimonial behind your back and you need a blog about it, you're
sure.
going to have to
exactly.
find out.
You have to yeah. watch it to write the blog.
And plus, why would she say it helped her if she didn't watch it?
Yeah, the token word on all of this is like, just very casual. I never watched her. Like, oh, I don't watch it. Or
oh yeah,
like, oh,
yeah.
I don't
like,
know.
I don't
know
never
how
watched
I
the show before she
ever
the
ended
show.
Up.
Come on,
yeah.
who signed the first show you never saw in your life? Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Yeah, they just want to be like, oh, I just don't know. It just happened.
She said she saw a few episodes, but still, I would watch that show back and forth. I would know everybody, yep. every little thing about them. If I was going to do a show, why would you not?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. smart. I mean, figure out everybody's motives. But it was really sad to see Kim at the end of the day. You know, she doesn't. Yeah. I don't think she understands how she comes off. I think it's like a baby being like reborn in a way. Like she has this
new.
She
doesn't know what they're talking about.
She doesn't understand a lot yeah. of things, and I think, and I feel bad. I just think that she doesn't understand. Like how it's getting to that yeah. point where,
but it's so entertaining. I just laugh more in hers than anyone else's with yeah. her faints and yeah. her like sky and woohoo, and
yeah,
she's everywhere,
I
and I love it.
I know. She is funny, though. Did Kyle mention she loves watching, the kids love watching their auntie Kim?
Yeah, and, yeah, said that.
Yeah, it's really cute. I don't know. I think it's adorable at the end of the day that they love each other again and they have each other's back. I love seeing that sisterly bond. So, and, you know, blood's thicker than water. So Lisa, you know, and I don't know. I don't like that Kim did say, though, to Kyle, Kim said to Lisa, you tried to come between me and my sister a lot. I think a lot of times Lisa really was worried about Kim. In those times. I mean, that was weird what she was doing. Mm-hmm. Lisa wasn't like, let's just throw her under the bus. It's like she's throwing herself under the bus. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
She's just showing up.
Kim felt left out. I mean, Kim felt left out when they were in Palm Springs and Kyle was upset about Mauricio allegations and Lisa really was trying to talk to her. And then it became about, like, Lisa's leaving me out. I mean, it went from too many different focuses always back to Kim at the time. And
yeah,
it happens a lot.
Yeah.
Which, the same as when Brandy said she had depression, and then Joyce said, well, my mom did, too. Mm-hmm. I lived with it, too. You know, it's like, it always comes back to one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
absolutely. And I think the last thing we saw was that Brandy mentioned the guy, Drew, the boyfriend. He wants a baby, and he wants to get married, and she mentioned making out. What'd you guys think about that? The sexually making out? Like, there's a different type of making out.
She just was implying that she hasn't had sex with him yet.
Yeah,
and that's why he's like coming.
And
back
it was just
more.
Made a really big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think they're just enjoying each other. Like he keeps coming back because they haven't slept together yet. And I think that was great for her to say.
Yeah.
Like, look, I'm not being a whore like you think I am, and
this time
I'm just playing it safe. Like everything's okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys, have any last things you want to say?
No.
Make it like it's like last things forever. Last words, girls.
Okay. Any predictions?
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, we have the prediction thing here. They've been changing it. The predictions sound.
Well, I predict that Brandy's going to get really emotional because we see that. But I don't think the about Ken and Lisa, I don't think they have any hope for their relationship, really.
Ken and Lisa?
Yeah, but Ken and Lisa and Brandy.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, I think their relationship, Brandy's kind of just done it with them. And I think Ken's one of those people, once you're mean, I think he's like done. Once you cross, like, him and his wife, like, they're a good team. No one can say anything about that. And it sucks, but I think Brandy, it's too late.
Yeah. Yeah, she crossed the line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that Mauricio and Ken are going to have it out. And I think that a lot of the stuff from last season is going to come get brought up again, where Lisa says, if you want to be Kyle's friend, go list your house. So that's all going to be brought up again. I think that's all they have. There's nothing really to do. It's like, let's find out something from 2 years ago. I don't know. Mm-hmm. These people just... At some point, it just makes no sense.
Well, because we saw it in the preview, I predict that Joyce and her husband are going to talk about his pee-pee, and it's going to get gross once again.
Gosh, I'm not going to say anything because
it's going to leave on a note. I don't even feel like I want to watch it next season. I'm so over the show, honestly. It's so anticlimactic, and these people are just digging for controversy and things to happen. It lost the heart. I loved previous seasons. I thought it was so great. There was no manufactured producer drama in the same way that it is now. And there's going to be a whole new cast revamp for me to have to watch next season. I think
there might be.
Yeah. Hopefully. I'd like to keep watching, but I'm not rewatching these
Adrian
people.
Adrian Maloof, that's what we've been hearing.
Yeah.
It's been all over the...
But that's... No, we heard that she's not coming back.
Faye Resnick, we heard, might be coming back.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
And Adrian Maloof, we heard, might be coming back. Oh, no, they said she's not coming back?
Yeah, they're not. She's not.
I'm glad, because you know what? She was already on the show. Yeah, she left. Leave her off
to come back.
Yeah. Although I did like her, though. I did think she was funny.
No, but we need new people.
New people.
Where can we find you all? Jill, sorry, with you.
You can find me at Jill Annenberg on Twitter and Instagram, or check out my website, jillannenberg.com.
Yeah. CharlotteBroadbentTV.com.
I'm at CassidyGuy.com and on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Miss Ashley Daniels for Twitter and Instagram. Thank you so much, guys. See you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.